We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Pei Tes. We begin on the bottom of Peches Mabez, 5 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. As the Gemara explains, Amamar. The Gemara quotes from a halacha that was said in the previous Braisa. And that is the Braisa spoke about a case of when there were 5 hides of the Korban Pesach, and afterwards it was discovered that one of them had a mum, one of them had a yabelis, had a wart, which is a psul, invalidates the entire Korban. And all of these hides got mixed up together. So Abaye qualified, and that's how this discussion came into our Gemara, because one version had Abaye explaining it on the case that our Mishnah was speaking about, and another version had Abaye saying on this case of this Braisa, regarding these 5 hides, that only if it got mixed up after the Zrika, then the halacha is going to be that they all go out to be burnt, and that's because you can't eat it, because one of them might have been invalid. However, and that's what the Gemara is quoting from, Upaturin Melasas Pesach Sheni, they're all going to be exempt from bringing a second Korban Pesach, and that is because 4 out of the 5 most definitely were kosher, and that is because when they were thrown, they weren't mixed up, when the blood was Zrika, when that is what creates the atonement of the Korban Pesach, its validity, they weren't mixed up yet. And therefore, since they only got mixed up after the Zrika, so therefore now we can't eat it because we don't know which one's kosher and which one's not. However, they were Yotz the Chiv of Korban Pesach already. But the Gemara asks the glaring question, there is one of them that did not fulfill. You're right, those 4 for sure shouldn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But 1 out of the 5, what does he do? He did not fulfill his Chiv because he's the one that had the Yabelis, had the work. We don't know who he is, but what are we going to do? He didn't go ahead and fulfill his Chiv of Korban Pesach. So that the Gemara answers, Mishum Delei Efsha. The reason why they don't bring a Pesach Sheni is because you're right, one of them didn't fulfill it, but it's not possible for any one of them to go ahead and bring a Korban Pesach on the second Pesach, on Pesach Sheni, because Hechi Lavid. The Gemara goes through a lengthy discussion to explain, what should we do? How is it possible, since we don't know who is this 1 out of the 5 that did not have the proper Korban Pesach, to go ahead and bring a Pesach Sheni? If you're going to say, Lesi Kol Chad V'Chad Pesach, okay, you know what? Let everybody bring a Korban Pesach, out of the doubt. But that you can't do. They're going to be bringing an unconsecrated animal to the courtyard, which is because 4 out of the 5 already fulfilled the chi of the Korban Pesach. And now if you're going to say that, out of doubt, each one should, you can't. I know you're trying to do something good to be mekayem a mitzvah Korban Pesach, but you're doing an isser in the process, and we can't allow that because 4 out of the 5 are bringing chulin, because they're not really Korban Pesach. They already fulfilled it on the first Pesach, to the azar, to the courtyard, which is aser. Because 4 of them already did fulfill the chiyuv of Korban Pesach. On that the Gemara says, okay, let's try a different option. Let all of them chip in and bring 1 Korban Pesach. And therefore, you're only going to have 1, and you're not going to have 4 that are chul nazar. On that the Gemara says, you can't do that either. If it comes out that the Korban Pesach is eaten not according to those that are counted on, as we had said in previous dafim, that the Korban Pesach has a specific halacha that has to be nechel limnuyav, those that are counted on it. Now these 4 out of the 5, since we don't know who is the one, is going to be counted on it, that can't do because that's considered nechel shloy limnuyav, because they already fulfilled their chiyuv of Korban Pesach already. So we can't have these 5 chipping in and we're all on the list because those 4 are going to be Shaloy Lemnuyev and the Korban Pesach cannot be Shaloy Lemnuyev. And that the Gemara says, Hi Mai, what's the problem with that? Nesi kol chad minayu pischei. Let everybody bring their own Korban Pesach for Pesach Sheni. V'nisni v'neime, and let them make a tanai and say, let them make a condition. What's the problem? Let all of them bring Pesach Sheni, so that we'll have this 1 out of the 5 that really has to be Mekayim Meschiv of the Korban Pesach. And each one could say, Ididi Balmum, if mine was the one that had the wart on it, that was a blemish, so Haidi, I see Hashtu Nava Pesach, so let the one that I'm bringing now in ear, a month later, let it be my real Korban Pesach. Ididi Tam, and if mine was the one that was okay, because 4 out of the 5 were okay, Haidi, I see Hashtu Nava Shlamim, let this have a halacha of Shlamim, as we know that Korban Pesach, Shalei Bezmanoi, is eaten as a Korban Shlam. And they have very similar characteristics. So let him say, if it is a Pesach, let it be, because 1 of the 5, it is going to be a Korban Pesach. And if it's not, let it be a Korban Shlamim. So what's the problem? Why can't we have them be fulfilling their chiv of a Korban Pesach Sheni? And that thing must is lo yefshe. That's not an option. I'm continuing on top of Peitesim and Alf. Mishum de'ikah chazav v'shaik. Because there is a problem. Because there is the 2 parts of a Korban Shlamim that go to a Kahanim, which is the sheik, the thigh, and the chaza, that's by the chest part of the animal, to kahanim hu da'achli lei, whereby a korban shlamim, the kahanim eat it. Now that you can't do over here, because each one of these 5, maybe it's really the korban pesach one, and if you're going to give it to the kohen, you're going to be feeding a kohen something that he wasn't counted, and he was shloi nimno love, and that can't be, because the korban pesach can only be eaten limnuyav. So you can't go ahead and bring it as a shlamim if it on that sad, on that option that maybe it's a shlamim, because the shlamim has to be given to the kohen, and you can't give it to the kohen because if it's a carbon pesach, he's shlamim nuiv, he's not counted on it. But then the Gemara continues to ask, wait a second, why can't we do this? Fenesi kochad v'chad. Let each one of these five bring a kohen ba'adei, a kohen with him. He'll have counted on this carbon pesach a kohen, and therefore he'll be giving it to the kohen either way, because either because he's counted on the carbon pesach, or because it's a shlam, and the kohen gets the chazav sheik anyway. But that the Gemara asks, "Hi kohen hechidami, this that you're telling me that each one of these five people should not only bring this carbon to make the tanai if it's a shlam or a pesach, but being a kohen with him, what's the case? This kohen, ida avid pesach, if he already fulfilled this chiv pesach on the first time, dilma hai pesachu, then maybe this is a carbon pesach. V'nimtza pesach necha shalom nuiv, it comes out that the pesach." That you're right, you're counting him on it, but you can't count him on it because it's only for those that didn't fulfill the chiv karban pesach. So if he's going to be eating the chazav shayik, it's going to be eaten shaloyim nuyev. That can't be. And v'deloyavet pesach. And if he did not bring a karban pesach yet, tima shlamim hu. We don't know which one of these five is the pesach one. Maybe it's the shlamim one. V'deloyavet pesach. And then he's not going to be fulfilling his chiv of karban pesach right now because he's counting on you because on that he didn't do his pesach yet. So therefore, you can't go ahead and do this option of each one bringing a kohen, because either way, if it's going to be a shlamim, if he didn't do it yet, so it won't be fulfilling. And if he did fulfill it, then if it's a Pesach, that's also not going to be good, because shloilem noyev. Then the Gemara continues to ask this question, why not? Why can't we bring a Pesach sheni? V'nesi kol chamisha chad kohen. Let all five do this. Let them bring a carbon that, if it's a Pesach, let it be a Pesach. If it's a shlamim, let it be a shlamim. But the problem was, you have to give the chazav shayik to a kohen. Let them all chip in with one kohen. Not each one bring their own kohen. Let them all together bring one kohen. The lo yavet pesach, that did not bring a carbon pesach. Let him be counted on all these five, quote, carbon pesachs. Because either way, there is going to be one of these five that is a true, full-fledged carbon pesach. The kanafik bay. He's going to be yoytze his chiv of karban pesach because he's going to eat the chazav shayik of every one of these five kabanas. So that works out great because this that he's counted on them, if it's a shlamim, so there's no halach of counting on it. So if he's counted or not counted, it doesn't make a difference. And he's eating the chazav shayik anyway. So shlamim, he could eat it. The one that's a karban pesach is great. He's counted on it and he didn't fulfill his chiv yet. And he's eating from the karban pesach, albeit a chazav shayik, which he would have gotten from the shlamim, but there's a karban pesach. So he's getting it. What's wrong with that option? So on that, the Gemara says, you're right. That does say that that's an option we could have done. And that answers the problem of what we had said, you can't do this because of Chazav HaShoik to do the, if it's a Shlam or Pesach. Ella, but the reason why we can't do this is for a different reason. You're right, it would take care of the problem of Chazav HaShoik, but Mishum Dekumamayit, Bachil HaShlamim, you would be diminishing the time that a carbon Shlam could be eaten. And that is, this that we're not sure, and we're bringing this carbon, if it's a Pesach, if it's a Shlamim, because the ilu pesach liyam v'layla, if it's a carbon pesach, it's eaten for a day and night. V'ilu shlamim l'shnei yom v'layla echad. But a carbon shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night, the one night in between the 2 days. And therefore, this person that's only going to be eating, all these five people, they're going to be eating their carbon only for a day and a night. And then they're going to burn what's left over, what's called nicer. But the problem is, if this is really from the four that's a shlamim, so that means it's not really nicer yet. And that means you're burning perfectly kosher kachem, which is forbidden. And therefore, you're right, that this of the Chazav HaShoik is taken care of, and you can do this if it's a Shlamim or if it's a Pesach. But there's still a difference. And that's why you can't do it, because when you're going to be bringing this carbon, which we don't know what it is, you're going to have this problem that you're going to run into, and therefore we don't let you bring it. Because then you're going to burn it after a day and a night because it's nicer. But it might not be nicer because it might really be a carbon Shlamim. But that the Gemara continues to ask. Fine, so we can't do this tonight, this condition, if it's a Pesach or it's a Shlamim. But V'naisi Meiser HaPesach. Bring what's called, quote, Meiser HaPesach, which is you should initially make a condition that let it have a status either of a Pesach or of a leftover Pesach. The name and say as follows. Ididi Balmum, if mine was the one that wasn't kosher, it had the wart, it had the blemish, so hide the icy, hashtun have a Pesach, so let the one that I'm bringing now be the carbon Pesach. And Ididi Tamu, if mine was the one that was good, it did not have the blemish, not that it should be a shlamim, but nehava haida icy hashtun shlamim, it should become shlamim, the Meiser HaPesach, which is the same status of what's a leftover of a carbon pesach, which is nechel l'yoyim b'layla echad, which is eat for 1 day and one night. In other words, a shlamim, a regular shlamim, is eaten for 2 days and one night. a leftover Korban Pesach, which is, let's say, a Korban Pesach that the owners had lost it, and then they brought a different one, then they found it, which is leftover from a Korban Pesach, that halacha is that it has the status as a shlamim, but it's still eaten the time span of a Korban Pesach, which is a day and a night. And therefore, you can make that condition and say, let it be a shlamim, in other words, let it be a Korban Pesach, or a shlamim of a Maisra Pesach, which would take care of this problem of the time span, because it's still going to have a shlamim, but in the time span of a Korban Pesach, of a day and a night. To which the Gemara answers, can we go ahead and designate a leftover Korban Pesach? In other words, how can we make this, quote, Maisra Pesach? It never had the status of Pesach on it to say that this is the leftover, to say that, because either way, the only option, either it's a Pesach, and if it's not, that we're saying it's Maisra Pesach, it's not a Maisra Pesach. It's from, you already fulfilled your chiv on the first Pesach. This obviously is a Korban Shlamim. And therefore, it's going to be for 2 days and one night. You can't designate initially that it should be, quote, a leftover Korban Pesach if it's not a leftover one. So that's not an option either. So the Gemara continues to ask, but v'nitrichu v'naisi Maisra Pesach, let him actually go ahead and bring a full-fledged, bona fide, leftover Korban Pesach. In other words, let him look at for people that had leftover live Korban Pesach that they never brought, or money that was designated for Korban Pesach, which also has a status as Maisra Pesach, and let him purchase an animal with that money, and then that with those monies that they're buying these five animals, let each one make the condition. Say, if mine was the Baal Mum, let it be a Korban Pesach, and if not, let this be as it was a Maisra Pesach for a Shlamim, and therefore it's eaten for a day and a night. That should be a good option to take care of this problem, and therefore let them bring a Korban Pesach Sheni. Why do you say in the Braisa that they don't bring a Pesach Sheni? So again, the Gemara concedes and says that would be an option. Ella, but the reason really, really why you can't do it is a different reason. Mishum smicha. It's the problem that you're going to run into of leaning on the animal. Because the ilu Pesach loy bayis smicha. If it's a Korban Pesach, Pesach does not require smicha. The ilu meiser bayis smicha. But if it's a leftover of a Korban Pesach, which has in this halacha, like a shlamim, it does require leaning. And therefore, you can't lean on it, because maybe it really is a Korban Pesach, and that is like doing an avoid, doing work with a kachim, which is forbidden. When it requires smicha, that's not considered doing something with a carbon, because it requires it. But if it doesn't, and you're doing smicha, that's aser. And because of the problem of smicha that you're going to run into, if it's a Maisra Pesach or a Pesach, therefore you can't go ahead, and no one could bring, although you're right, one out of the five didn't fulfill, there's no option for us, for them to bring a Pesach Sheni. But that the Gemara continues to ask. But hotenach Korban Anashim. That you're right, requires that none of them can bring a Pesach Sheni when it's men. But Korban Nashim, but if it's the Korban of women, who they do not require smicha, Michael Amema, what are you going to say over there? There, if it's women that the Oiris got mixed together, there we should say they should bring a Pesach Sheni, because there we don't have this problem that we run into of smicha, and we could make this Tanai of Pesach or Maisra Pesach. So therefore the Gemara says, Eli, you're right. For women, the reason why you can't do it is Mishum Matanis. There's a different problem that you run into, which is the gifts, which is literally the blood's gifts that are taken from the animal that are put on the Mizbeach. And that is because the Ilu Pesach Matana Achas. The Korban Pesach, you do one gifting of the blood that's thrown on the Mizbeach. Vilu Shlomim Shtayim Shin Dalad. Whereas a Korban Shlomim has to be two that's four, which means you get the two corners, which when a corner gets two sides, that's two that's four. You end up getting all four. When you do the exact opposite, diametrically opposite corners, you get the four walls. So that's why you can't do it, because you're going to run into that problem, even by women. How do you do the matanis on the Mizbeach, even if it's a Pesach or a Maisar Pesach? And that the Gemara asks, wait a second, why is that an answer? My nafkamina, what's the difference that you write Pesach is one time and the Shlamim, which is what this Maisar Pesach is two that's really four? But Vatnam, we learned in Mishnah Masech Dizvachim that says, Kol anetana mazbech achitzin, any gifts of blood that's put on the outer Mizbech, which are what these two are, Shenosn matana achas, if it was ultimately put, even if it, let's say, requires more, let's say two that's four, but it's put in one gifting, keeper, it is an atonement. And therefore, since there's someone that didn't fulfill a shchiv of Korban Pesach, and you're just saying we have no option, there is an option, because although initially we should do two that's four, but if we do one, it's going to be good. So bring this and say, is it a Pesach or a Maisa Pesach? And go ahead and do it one time, because even if it's a shlamim, a Maisa Pesach that requires two that's four, you will fulfill it even one time. So therefore, the Gemara says a different reason that why we can't do this. Ela Mishum, because the ilu Pesach b'shvicha, the blood of the Korban Pesach is poured, which is softly from the bowl to the wall of the Mizbeach, opposite the area of the Yesod of the foundation, the bottom part of the Mizbeach, which we learn out the halachas of the givings, the gifts of the blood of the Korban Pesach from the pasuk of Bedam Zvechecha Yishafech, that the blood of your Korbanos you should pour, as the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim. Ve'ilu Shlamim Bezrika. But by the Korban Shlamim, which is what this Masechet Pesach is, the blood is thrown. It says in the pasuk, the term of throwing, where you throw from a distance from the bowl to the Mizbeach. However, as Rashi explains, when we say throwing, we don't say with our finger, rather with the bowl, because only Korban Pesach is put on with the finger, as it says over there, Be'etzbay. But all other Korbanos, the pasuk says, Vizarka, that you throw it. It says, and therefore this person throws by the corner until the blood reaches the corner of the western part and of the corner of the southern part. And therefore the Gemara says that's not an option to go ahead and do it, even by women, and even though you could do it one time. Because what do? Do we pour it or do we throw it? And since we don't know, you can't do it. But then the Gemara continues to ask, but my nafkimina, here also, what type of an answer is that? What's the difference? But Vatani, we'll learn the Braisa. Kol anitanim bezrik, all those that are supposed to be given by throwing, which is what this would be if it was a Meisra Pesach, shenosnan b'shvicha, but if it was given in the way that it was poured, yetzi you fulfill it. So therefore, by the one of the women, you should go ahead and do it in one time, and pour it, because then either way you'll fulfill it, and therefore one will be able to bring his Korban Pesach. And that the Gemara answers, Eimer de Kamrinan, when did we say this? Is the Yavid, that if it was done, like a Tchila Nami, did we even say that initially? And since we don't allow this initially to be done, therefore in this case of the five hides that get mixed up, we say that the old do not bring a Pesach Sheni, and that's because we cannot do this option, although it seems like we had an option at the end. And that the Gemara says it's not an option because we don't allow initially to go ahead and do something that requires to be thrown, to pour it, although after the fact it would be good, but we don't initially allow you to do that, and therefore since we're going to run into that problem, we say that we cannot bring for either one of them, even though the one that did not fulfill his chiyuv, again, even though it was after the Zrika and four did, but one person obviously was not Yitzchak because they had the Yabelis, still one, we can't go ahead and do this option, and therefore they all do not bring a Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme that we're talking about of Minui, that the halachas of Korban Pesach have a specific halacha that you have to be counted on it, which general Korban does not have that. Korban Pesach, you have to be on that list beforehand. So the Mishnah says an interesting halacha. Ha'im l'banav, someone says to his children, Hareini Sheikhid es HaPesach. You know what? I'm going to slaughter the Korban Pesach now. Al Misha Yalam Akem Rishon Yerushalayim. For the one that's going to be the first one of you that comes to Yerushalayim. Which, as Rashi says, it sounds like that he's only going to make the first one that comes. He's going to be counted on the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us, Sekivin Shehechnes HaRishon Reshabru. But once the first one, they're running, whoever's there first, he's shechting, he says, you know what? He places a long distance call and he says, whoever's going to be the first one here, he's going to be the one that was counted on it. So when the first one gets his head and the majority of his body into the walls of Yerushalayim, Zacha Bechelke, he merits his portion of the Korban Pesach, Umezakes Achavimai, and he merits his brothers into the Korban Pesach too, which the Gemara is going to explain how were they counted on it. And the Gemara will answer that, truthfully, the father counted all his sons on the Korban Pesach. The only reason why he said that the first one is going to be the one was what the Gemara calls lazarzen, that he wanted to get them involved in the Korban and to do things quickly, that each one should be the first one and be the one that merits his brothers through him. And that's exactly what he was basically telling them. He says, you know what, whoever's first gets, you know, this merit, but not that he's only going to be the only one counted on it. As the Gemara explains, and the Gemara first makes an inference, Shema Mino, from our Mishnah, that the father is shechting the animal, and he says, the one that comes first is going to be the one that was counted, Amisha Yala, the one that comes first to Yerushalayim, you could infer, Yesh Breri, you could infer the concept of that there is retroactive clarification, because the Gemara assumes right now that, yes, the only one that gets there first, he's counted on it. And what it sounds like is although he's shechting now, the one that we don't know who that one is until a later point when he actually comes in first. And since we say that he's going to be counted on the Korban Pesach, it sounds like that he was on it already from when the Shechita was done. Obviously, we hold to the concept of Breira that retroactively was clarified that he was that one, which although that's debated many times in Shas, it seemed clear from our Mishnah that Yesh Breira. And then Rabbi Yochanan Yochanan says, no, it's not a riot. As we had already alluded to this in our Mishnah, Kedei Lazarzen B'mitzvahs Kama. He was only telling them this, whoever's first, to be mezarzim, to get them with alacrity, to get them to do things quickly. And truthfully, he already, when he's about to shecht, he had all his sons in mind, and they were all nimnin alav, whether the first one or whether the last one. And this was just as a way of incentive to say, okay, who's going to be the first one to merit everybody, but truthfully they were already counted. As the Gemara says, Dekanami, we can infer that, Dektanei, because our Mishnah tells us, Umezaka achiv imay, that he merits his brothers with him. Now, Iyamet Bishleima, Damnina Meikara, if you say, as we had just answered, that they were really already counted on it from before he had even done the Shechta, Shap, it would make sense. But if he would say that they were not all counted, and really it only happens when the first one gets in, and then he's retroactively the one, so Labasa de Shachet, Mikom Esmani, after it was slaughtered, could they then be counted? In other words, when he merits it after a later point, and even if you were to say this concept of Yesh Berit, could he then count them on them after it was already slaughtered? But non, we learned in the Mishnah, which we're about to learn, Nimnin Umeshkin Yudain Mimen, you could only count yourself on the Karban Pesach, or withdraw yourself from it, Atshi Shachet, until it's slaughtered. And here he only gets it, and he only gets this merit after he reaches there first. How could he then merit his brothers to eat from his Karban Pesach that he has a share in it? It's already slaughtered, and you can't be Nimnin after Shechita. So it's obviously like we said, you could hear from this, that the truth is everyone was counted and it was only an incentive to get them excited about it, to come right away to Yerushalayim, and whoever's going to be the first will be that one. But truthfully, they were all counted. As the Gemara said, is similar in the Braisa, that it was because of Zerizes that he said this. As the Gemara brings up Maisa, there was an incident, the Kudmubandas Labanim. It once happened that the daughters, they were so Zerizes that they came there first before the sons. And the Braisa tells us, Venimtza Banis, the reason is it comes out that the daughters were the ones that had alacrity, Ubanim Shvelim, and the sons were disgraced in the fact that they had the girls come there before them. But what we see from the Braisa is that doesn't mean that only the daughters merited and not the sons. They all merited because they were all counted on it. It was just a sign of showing what their Zrizas were for mitzvahs, and therefore the Banis were considered the Zrizas and not the sons. But of course, everyone was counted on it. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme about minoy, about being counted on the Karban Pesach. So that the Mishnah says, as we had just mentioned before, La'olin nimnin alav, a person could always be counted on Karban Pesach, ad sheyia b'kezayis l'chol echad ve'echad, until there is at least a kezayis for every single person. You can, as many people as you want, but each person has to have at least an amount that's necessary to eat from it, which is the size of kezayis. Now nimnin, whoever wants to be counted on the Karban Pesach could be counted. And whoever wants to withdraw from it could withdraw himself from the Karban Pesach at Sheishachat, only up until the Karban Pesach is slaughtered. But once it was slaughtered already, then you cannot be counted on it, and then you cannot withdraw yourself from it anymore. Reb Shimon argues, and he says, at Sheizruk es Adam, until the blood is thrown, even after it was slaughtered, if it wasn't thrown yet, then as Rashi explains, although he argues, the Gemara is going to explain, it's only talking about regarding withdrawing. However, regarding counting on it to be part of it, he agrees that it's only until Sheishachet, as the Gemara will explain. Now, the Gemara asks, regarding the first halacha of our Mishnah, my kamash blan, what's the chiddush? Why wouldn't we say you can have as many people as you want, as long as each person has a kezayis? We know that halacha. So what's the chiddush? And that, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, Hakamashbalan, the Chiddush of our Mishnah was, the Afagav di Imniel of Chaburazu, even if we had counted on this carbon already, this group, Chezeres v'nimnel of Chaburacheres, you could then go ahead and count in a totally different group. In other words, even if you had an entire group that was counted on one Karban Pesach, they could all withdraw, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that you could count until there's a Kezayis for each person. We're telling you that you could go ahead and have whoever it may be, even if the entire group was here and they left, you could go ahead and have an entirely new group until you have a kezayis for them, and again, at least until it was shechted. And what that's coming to exclude is from the opinion of Rabbi Huda that he says later on the Tzadik Tesam Adalf in Perek Misha Hoya Tameh, that as long as one person from the original group is still there, then you could go ahead and count other people. But if the entire one, then that doesn't work. Our mission is telling you that no, you can always, la'olam, even if the entire group left, you can have an entirely new group, and that's not a problem until it's shechted. As long as every person has a kezayis, you could go ahead and count an entirely new group. Then the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Nimnin, you could count yourself on it. U'meishchen es yidein, you could remove yourself from it. Ad sheyishachet b'chul, until it's slaughtered. Whereas Reb Shimon said, that ad sheyizrik, until it's thrown. So Amar Abaya says, he clarifies, as we had already alluded to this in the Mishnah, Machloikis limashich. Their whole machloikis was only to withdraw yourself, and that's where Reb Shimon said, Ad sheyizrik, until it's thrown, then you can withdraw. And that is because this machlekes is drabban and sabri, their bun hold, that even there, with regard to withdrawing oneself, it's only up until it's slaughtered, because he learns the pasuk, mi yois mi se, and that is, this is a pasuk in Shmois, Perikid Beis, pasuk Dalad, that the pasuk is talking about one thing, and the Gemara makes a drush of the words in a different exposition. The literal title of the pasuk is "V'miyimet habayis miyois misa," that if the household will be too little from having its own lamb, then therefore they're not going to be able to eat it all themselves. So belakahu a shchenus, therefore he and his neighbor they take hakar v'albeisa that's close to his house. B'michsas nefashis with the amount of people that they have ish lefi achle every man according to how much they could eat. T'chesu alaseh they'll be counted on the lamb. So the literal translation is talking about when there's not enough people, so therefore they can gather together and group together to eat a karm pesach together. However, the Gemara makes a drasha, and they have an argument regarding this drasha. That's machlekes between the Tanakama and Rib Shimon. And that is, when the Pasuk says, miyois miseh, from being a lamb. Now, as Rashi translates, the Pasuk says, im yimet habayis. So the way it's translated according to this exposition, this drasha, is that if they're coming to be memayit, in other words, if they're im yimet habayis, if they're coming to diminish, because they're coming to withdraw from the group, then is what the pasuk says, miyois miseh, that it's only when it's still a seh, then you could go ahead and diminish, you could be memayit at that point. Now, what does that mean, miyois miseh? That's what the rabbanan say, michiyusid seh, when it's still alive. Then is what we say, you could withdraw yourself, and therefore the rabbanan say, that not only could you only count, but you could also only withdraw when it's still alive, which means up until the shechita. Reb Shimon Sava, however, Reb Shimon holds mehaviyasi deseh. He doesn't learn it mechiyusi deseh from the term of meyais. He learns it from haviyasi deseh, which means to say that the happenings of the lamb, and that is up until all the avodos that are done for this lamb of the Korban Pesach, up until then you can withdraw yourself. Which means if the zrikas hadam, which is the end of the culmination of all the avodos, if that wasn't done yet, then you could still withdraw yourself. That's im yimet habayis, we're coming to diminish. Then miyos miseh doesn't mean like the rabbanim mechiyusi deseh, when it's still alive up until the shechita, or mehaviyasai, until you do all the avodos, which according to Shimon, that means the zrika. Avol, but Abayis says liman is to count one on the Korban Pesach. Then everybody, even Reb Shimon agrees, it's only up until that it's slaughtered. And that's because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, in that Pasuk, b'michsas nefashis, according to the count, which is the halach of minui, of the people, that says first, v'had, and then it says, t'chaisu, they should count. However, as we had learned in a different Gemara, t'chaisu means also the term Aramaic of slaughtering, of shechting, and therefore we see that first b'michsas, first you have to be counted, and then t'chaisu, then you shecht. However, once it's shechted, even Reb Shimon would agree that it's already too late, you can't be counted on it. And their whole machlekes is regarding withdrawing. The Gemara says, Tanem Hachi, similar in the Brice that says this, Nimnenu meshchet es yedein mimenu ad shishachet. The Tanakama says, you could count or withdraw up until it's slaughtered. Reb Shimon says, Nimnen ad shishachet. You're right, to be counted up on it, as up until it's slaughtered, as we had said, because it's first says slaughtering and then the first says counting and then slaughtering. However, you could withdraw up until the blood is thrown, as we said, because that's havayasei deseh. Miyais miseh means to say up until all the avodos are done, up until the zrika. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues with the next mission. Again, continuing on this theme of minoy, of being counted on the list of the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, Hamamana imoy acher bechelke. If someone counts another person onto his part, and that is one of the people from this group, there was, let's say, 10 people in the group. So one person that was already counted on it, he tells his friend that he could eat from his portion that he has in this Korban Pesach without the knowledge of the rest of the people of the group. So that the Mishnah tells us, Rishon b'nei chabura litin lo yeshalay. So the rest of the people of the group can give this one person that had counted someone else on his part, they could give him his portion. However, he eats from his own. In other words, they could tell him, you know what, you and your friend, you go ahead and eat your portion, you eat separately. And they, the rest of the group, could eat their own, and that's because this Tana holds, as we had discussed, it's a machlekes in the previous daf, if the Korban Pesach could be eaten in two groups, but the person cannot eat in two places, or the person could, but the Korban Pesach cannot. This Tana obviously holds that the Korban Pesach could be eaten in two places, in two groups, and therefore they could tell him, since they don't want this other person that had joined on, they had joined 10 people, and this guy tells his friend that he could eat from his portion, they could say, you know what, let him eat from your portion, but you're eating separately, and we're eating our own chabura, and there's no problem about the Korban Pesach eaten in two different chaburas. So related to this, now our Mishnah will come into the discussion, the Gemara asked the following question, Ibailu. They had the following question. B'nei chabura, if there was a group of people that were joined on the Korban Pesach, shahaya yodav shal achad mehen yafes, that the hand of one of them was very, very proper. And as Rashi tells us, that's a euphemism to say that he ate very fast. So he had quick hands. What is halacha? Could they tell him, take your part and leave? You know, you're eating up all the, you know, eating way more than you deserve. So what do they do? He's already counted. Could they tell him to leave? Take your part and leave. And that the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrinan, do we say, matzi amalahu, he could tell the rest of the people of the group. What do you mean? Hakabilton, you accepted me into the group to eat with all my resources, to eat exactly how I usually eat, with the amount of money that I paid. I'm part of the group, and we're sharing the Karban Pesach, and I'm eating. You eat slow, fine, but I eat fast. It's something that I have all the rights. Maybe they could tell him, no. Kikablina, when did we accept you? Because we wanted you part of the group. Is Liskuni Zvicha. We only accepted you, not because for who you are, and that is we should have known that you're like that, but we accepted you to rectify the carbon, and that is we didn't want any leftovers, as we said in the pasuk. If there's not enough people, so therefore we join many people, that the whole carbon pesach should be eaten and it shouldn't become nicer. And therefore we estimated you as a number, as how much a regular person eats. To eat more than us, we didn't accept you, we didn't want you for that. So that's the question of the Gemara. Could he tell them, look, you took me, and I'm a guy who eats fast, it's a tough luck. Or do they say, no, we didn't take you for you, we took you as a number. We had to fill the holes of the Karban Pesach. And you're eating more than a regular person, so therefore take what a normal person would eat and leave, so that you don't eat up more than your fair share. So Toshima, the Gemara says, come and hear from our Mishnah. A Mishnah said, "Hamamani acherim imayal chalkoi." If somebody, one of the people of the group, went and joined another person to eat from his portion, so a Mishnah said, "Rishoyin b'nechabura liten loyeshaloi." The rest of the people of the group can give him his portion, v'hoichel eshaloi, and he eats on his portion by himself, v'hein oichel eshalen, and they eat theirs together without this person who's eating with his friend. So my time, what's the reason? Why could they send him out? Lav mishum the havalei kidayim shel echad men yafes. Isn't it because he's exactly like this case where they wanted someone else to eat with him, but not to eat more than he's allowed to, and that's why they could send him out. But v'isal k'taytech yadav yafes matzi amal hukablisin. But if you say that this was our question, and we're trying to say that if the option was that you could tell that he could tell them, what do you mean? You accepted me, so you can't send me away. Then the Hava Haiki Yadav Yafis, let this person who's bringing his friend also say, look, you accepted me for who I am, and I'm a guy who has a lot of friends, and I'm inviting my friends to come also too because you accepted me. Essentially, it's the same thing. They're going to be eaten more than their portion, and that's what the problem with bringing his friend, and that's the problem with Yadav Yafis. And therefore, if our Mishnah tells us that you could send him away, because we don't want more people here, we only wanted a certain amount, now you bring your friends, go ahead, share them your part, but don't bring him here, that l'chayr would seem to answer our question, if the guy who eats also more than a normal person, then you could also send him away. It's the same thing, we only counted upon a certain amount being eaten by each person. And then the Gemara says, Amar d'said lo. No, it's no raya from our Mishnah, where there you could send him away to say that a guy who also eats more than he should, you also could send him away, because de'yishani, different people is different. And that is because the people of the group don't want other types of people eating here. And that is the inami tarvayu kichad memnechaburu hu da'achli. Because even if, let's say, these two people, who this guy and his friend that he invited together to eat from him, even if they eat the amount of one person, and therefore he's not even like the case of Yidam Yafis, he's eating only the amount that the one person would have eaten, even there, our Mishnah would tell us, Matzi Amrle, they could still tell him, to lay nichlon in the shnucha gabon, we don't want a foreign guy who wasn't counted in our group to come into our chever, to our group. And because he might hold up the meal, there's too many people now, he's going to ruin it, there might be a clash of personalities, and therefore has nothing to do with eating more than he should be. Even if they both eat only the amount that one person would be, they could still stop him, and therefore there's no riot to the case of Yadayim Yafis, maybe by Yadayim Yafis, if he is the same guy and there's no other person that we didn't count on, that he could tell them, look, you accepted me, you can't send me away. There they could send him away because we don't want other people, you want the other person eating with you, so you have to eat somewhere else. So again, there's no raya from that case of our Mishnah. So Toshima, the Gemara says, come in here, let's bring a raya from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hashamash sh'ochel kezayis baser b'tzadetana. If the attendant of the Karban Pesach, who was also counted on the Karban Pesach, if he ate a kezayis of the Karban Pesach on the side of the oven, he's roasting it and he forgets and he eats from it, so now he's stuck because he can't eat anywhere else, because you can't eat your Karban Pesach in two different areas. So the Braisa tells us, if he was a smart person, he would fill up his stomach right where he is from the Korban Pesach, as the Gemara had said on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, because since you can't eat in two different places, so he's not going to be able to eat once he leaves, so he'll just fill up right now when he's roasting it, his fair share, because he's not going to be able to eat it later on where everyone's eating it by the table at the meal. Now, the Brisa says, Imratzu b'nechabur alas es tayvimai, if the rest of the people of the group who he's serving them, they want to do him a favor, then boing v'yeshem b'tzidav oichel, and then they come and they sit right next to him at the side of the oven, and they all eat over there. Therefore, he won't have to rush and stuff himself right now. He'll be able to eat nicely with everyone else by the Seder night, because he'll be eating it in the same place. Dear Rabbi Huda, that's the words of Rabbi Huda. Now, the Gemara makes an inference. Ratzu in, it sounds like if they want to and be nice, then they could. Lai ratzu lai, but if they don't want to, they don't have to. They say, you know what? You ate over here. It's your fault. Navamai, why? Namelhu, let him tell them, Hoker Bilson, you accepted me with all my flaws, with all my problems, just like the one with Yadayim Yafis could, and just like all these other people say, you know, accept me. Obviously, because of the difficulty of, we don't want to eat at the side of the oven, we want to eat at the beautiful dining room table, they could retract and say, no, we didn't accept you with this difficulty. And therefore, the Gemara wants to say, here also, because of the loss of that he's eating way more than he should be, they could also say, we retract. So that seems to be a raya to that question, that they could retract and they could send them out, just like they could say, we don't want to eat here by the side, although we accepted you in the group. Then the Gemara says, no, because Shani Hassan, the case of the attendant is different. The Amale, because they tell him, Kika Blinach, when did we accept you to be part of our group? Adaita din tarchach kaman, that you should toil for us. You're our attendant. So, you know, you're going to be here the Seder night. You're the waiter, so go. Fine, so you're part of the of our group. We never accepted yet as a waiter that we should go ahead and serve you. And therefore, we're not going to go ahead and eat here by the side of the oven next to you. However, it's not conclusive regarding the case of Yadayim Yafis, where someone eats more than they should, where that they didn't check after him, obviously they accepted him with however much he eats, and therefore he could eat, and they can't say, you're eating more than enough. It doesn't make a difference. They accepted him, not like a waiter when they were saying that you're here to serve us. He's just like everyone else in the group. And therefore, they would have to accept him with all his flaws, even though he eats much more than everyone else. So it's not a raya, at least, from the case of the Shamash, because there, he was hired to serve them. But here, where he wasn't hired to serve them, maybe he can go ahead and eat as much as he wants. So Tashima, the Gemara brings a raya from the following brisa. It says, B'nei Chabura, the people of the group, Shahayyadav Shalechem Hen Yafais, that one of them, his hands were very fast. He went and ate more than everyone else. So the Brisa says, clearly, Rishoyin Laiman, they're allowed to tell him, Tulchel Kachavitze, take your portion and leave. You're eating more than you should. V'lo'ira, not only that, the Brisa says even more than that. Elafila Chamisha V'asu Sibaylas, even this is five people and they're making a joint meal together, not on Pesach, any day of the year. A bunch of people chipped in, they're going out to a restaurant, they're eating together. And there is one person that he has Yadayim Yafis, he's eating way more than he should. Rishon Laimalai, they're allowed to tell him, Tulchel Kachavitze, take your portion, we know we chipped in, take a fifth of it and leave, because you're eating way more than the fifth. So the Gemara says, Shmami Nafim, here you see clearly to answer the question that we originally had said, that if one of them is eating more than they should, they could send him out. Now the Gemara just asks on that Braisa, my Veloy Oy, what is this that he said? And not only that, why is one case more than the other? What's the chiddush in this sibaylis, in this joint meal, that there maybe we wouldn't say that you could send out this person that's eating more than they should? Another Gemara says, Leimi Baye Kama. We were saying that not only that, in other words, Leimi Baye Pesach, not only did we say by Korban Pesach that you could send them away, the Matzi Amarli, because they we would think more that you would be able to send them away, because they could tell him, Ki Kablinach, when did we accept you, is Leskuni Zvich, is to rectify the carbon, that in other words, we had to plug up the holes, we didn't want any nicer, so we figured, how much does a regular person eat? Oh, five people will be able to eat this, so we got you as the fifth person to do that. But however, to eat more than you should, that we didn't take you for you, we took you as a number, as a statistic to fill up the Korban Pesach. But not that because we took you with all your flaws. Ela filisi boilis nami. But even by a joint meal, ditzav sabiyamahu, with that is just camaraderie. In other words, there you could say that the reason why you took him is not for a number, but because you wanted his company. And no matter how much he's going to eat, you wanted him as company. Even so, Rishon Lamele, even there they could tell him, Tulchel Kachavitze. That's the chiddush in that case. They could still tell him, look, take your portion and leave, because you're eating much more. I wanted your company, but you're eating way more than you should. Even though there's no Liskuni Zvachtach, it's not just to help the Zvicha, it's actually for the person's company, and you would think it's for his flaws to an extent. Not more than they should be eating, they could send him away. Ikadam, those that say a different version. That Holoi Boilam, we never had this question, could we send them away? Because that's like the Brisa clearly. Of course you could send them away. As the Brisa says, rather, Elohochi hodi bayilan. The question was as follows. B'necha bura, rishon l'chalik, could the people of a group, could they split up? And that is, could they take the, everyone, you take your portion and you eat separately? Or are they not allowed to split up? Rather, they all eat together with one meal, and you put each portion in front of every person, like every other meal. Is that the halacha, or could they split up? So Tashma, and that's what we had learned in the Braisa, which was the one we just quoted, that B'nei Chabur, the people of a group, Shahayyodiv Shalachim and Yafiz, that one of them, he ate too much, he ate too quick. Rishon Lamer, they allowed to tell him, Tul Chalak Chabetzei, take your part and leave. And so the inference of the Gemara is, to resolve this question of the Sekad Amri, is Yodiv Yafiz in. If he eats too much, then you send him away. Ain Yodiv Yafiz Loi, but if he doesn't eat too much, then you don't send him away. Shema Minav, and there we could hear that you're not allowed to initially split up. You're only allowed to in these extenuating circumstances where he's eating too much, then you send him away. But if not, B'nei Chabura are not allowed to split up, and they all have to eat their Korban Pesach together in one area. Now the Gemara brings a story that's related to this first version of the Gemara that we were speaking about regarding the question of about how you're allowed to send away a person that has Yodiv Yafiz or not. So the Gemara brings that Rav Papa of Rav Hunda B'Rid of Yeshua, these two, Iver Rifta Bahadi Adadi, they were sharing a meal together. At the Ochel Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua Chada, in the time that it took Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua to eat one portion, Ochel Rav Papa Abba, Rav Papa had already eaten up four. So Amalei, so Rav Huna told him, Plagli, share it with me, we're sharing this together, you're eating four times the amount that I'm eating. So Amalei, Rav Papa told him, Kablisen, you accepted me, this is the way I eat, and that's the way you eat, so, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. Esvi Kolhani to Yuftas, Rav Huna asked him all these contradictions to his statement that we had mentioned before regarding the case of a Mishnah, when you're counting someone on it and he does something, he brings in a person that you could send them away, and the Shamish that they could say that we don't want the Tircha and they could send them away too. So therefore you see over here also that you're eating way too much, I could send you away too. But Vishani Kedeshaninan, he answered the same type of answers that we gave in the Gemara before, which was that no. Shamish and our Mishnah is different because the Shamish is there to serve. Here I'm not here to serve you. And the case of the Mishnah is also different because he's inviting somebody else. That's called Dei Yashani. We don't want other people. But who said you could send away someone that eats more than they should? Finally, Esvah, he then asked him from the case of the final brisa of B'nei Chabura, of the people of the group, which he had asked him from the Reisha, as the Gemara will show in a moment, where it said that he could tell him, take your portion and leave. That Amalei Rav Papa responded to him, wait a second, there is also not a riot because Hasim over there, the Amri Lei, they tell him, Ki Kablinach, when did we accept you for the Korban Pesach, is Liskuni Zavich, is to help for the Korban Pesach. And that is, we counted you as a number, as every single person. But I, Rav Papa tells Rav Huna, you took me for my company. And therefore you wanted me with all my flaws, with all how my eating habits, and therefore for all the what I eat. And therefore I'm going to stay here because you accepted me and you can't send me away. Finally, Esvi, he then asked him from the Seifa, which is what we said was the Chiddush of Veloy Oid of the Mishnah, of the Braisa, which he asked him from the case of Sibaylis, where that's a joint meal in any time of the year, where there's no element of Liskuni Zvicha, that the claim of why they could send them away is not because I counted you as a number just a plug, but not for you as you, even where it is for you as you, because we're just sharing a meal together and I want your company. Even so, if he's eating more than he should, he has Yodiv Yafiz, you could send him away. And therefore, that was, as the Gemara says, plagle. So he finally split it with him because that was conclusive from that brisa that you can't eat more than you should and you have to split it or else he could say, take your half and leave. So then the Gemara ends off by saying, Ozer Rav Huna went, Arav Bahadi Ravina. Then he shared a meal with Ravina. At the Ochel Rav Huna Bered Yishua Chad, in the amount of time the Rav Huna ate one portion, Ochel Ravina Tamanya. Ravina had already eaten eight portions. So Amar, Rav Huna said, may a papi, let me have 100 of papas for Lechad Ravina, not one Ravina, because he was eating even double of Rav Papa had eaten with him. And that's where he ended to say that this was the challenges he was having by sharing his meals. However, the halacha is, as he had proven, that you do have to share your meal. And the Gemara continues on this halacha about counting on the Korban Pesach. Tanabanu, we learn the Braisa. Hamemana acharea imoy. If someone counts someone else with him, as we had said regarding like the case in our Mishnah, where someone has a portion in the Korban Pesach, if he's counting someone else with him, al pisrei v'al chagigase on this Korban Pesach, and as his Korban Chagiga, as Rashi explains, the Chagiga of the 14th of Nisan, which that is also shared with those who are counted on the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is brought with a Korban Chagiga. So the halacha is, ma'isha b'yadei, the money that's in his hand, from those that were given from him that wanted to count on him with his Korban Pesach, are chulin. They have a halachic status of chulin, which the Gemara will explain later how that works, because although that this was already, the monies was already Kaddish, because whoever's counting had his money as Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach was already sanctified as Kaddish. Even so, although generally when you want to take monies and it has to be deconsecrated, here, although both items were already Kaddish, the Korban Pesach was already a full-fledged Korban Pesach, and the monies that were being used were already designated for Korban Pesach, still the monies could be deconsecrated on the Korban Pesach, as the Gemara will explain how this works when someone is counting others on his Korban Pesach, that we're saying that the monies become chulin and that he can use them. However, if someone sells his Korban Oila, that means he wants someone else to have the atonement of the Korban Oila, or if he sells his Korban Shlamim, there he didn't do anything. And the oil is only being brought for the purpose of the original owner of whose it really was. Umayis kol shehen, and now whatever monies they are, whatever money this person got from the one who's trying to buy his Korban Oila and Shlamim, even more than it's worth, yipla nadava. That money goes to a nadava, to a donation, which is, as Rashi explains, they were these shefaris, they were these different containers that were in the mikdash, that they would bring from those boxes Korban Oilas for the dessert of the Mizbeach. When the Mizbeach was empty and not being used, they would bring these Karbanas. And the Gemara will later on explain, which we're about to say, why is it loy asav, if we say loy asav loy klum, that he didn't accomplish anything by purchasing it, so why do we say that the money goes to Nadava? It should go right back to him. It was not a purchase, so why doesn't he get his money back? Why does it go to Nadava? As the Gemara asks, now we said by Korban Pesach, where although there's a full-fledged Korban Pesach, others could count on it, and they could say, we want to have a share of it, as long as there's still a kezias inside of it. And then the one who's selling them there, his share in this Korban Pesach, that money becomes chulin. Again, the Gemara will explain on the next later on how that works, because we have that problem that they're both Kaddish. But regarding a Korban Oil and Shlamim, you can't sell a share in your Korban Oil and Shlamim to somebody else, and the money becomes Nadava. On that the Gemara asks, but since nothing was accomplished, there was no purchase that happened over here, so mois amayiplin nadava, why does the money go as a donation? What do you mean donation? I didn't donate my money. I bought a share in this animal. You tell me it doesn't work, so give me back my money. Why is it a nadava? So my Rava Knasa. Rava says it's a penalty. It's a penalty to the purchaser. And that is that he shouldn't do this again to purchase somebody else's Korban Oila and Shlam. Now, he caused the loss to himself because he should not have tried to purchase someone else's. As Rashi explains, why is it his fault? Maybe it's the seller's fault. As people say, it's not the mouse that stole, but rather the hole that stole. In other words, the seller was not negligent. The purchaser, he provided this opportunity, just like the hole provides the opportunity. And therefore, his monies that he gave, they're the one that are penalized. And that money's taken and given to Nadava in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara asks, "My kolshen, what do we mean when we said that whatever monies they are, umayis kolshen, they go to nadava?" That the chiddush is that avagav dolei habeshava ela arba. That even if, let's say, what he's purchasing from that person's oila or shlam is only worth four, v'havelei chamisha, and he gave him five. Even that extra bit, even that money is penalized. And we don't say that, oh, it seems like even though it was worth four and they gave him five, there must be that extra one was a gift to the seller. We say no, and that even that part is penalized because he shouldn't have done that. And that's why we knas him by the case of Oyel Shlamim, whereas again, by Korban Pesach, a person is allowed to go ahead and chip in for the Korban Pesach that was already designated so that they could be on the Nimna love of this Korban Pesach.